Chapter 35. Elias. The Prince of Darkness thrusts his black sword into the air and lets out a bestial roar. Thousands of surrounding demons echo the cry. Elias tightens his grip on Light's Edge as the soldiers around him blanch.
"Don't give in to fear," he says once the noise dies down. "Fear is a weapon. Deny it to them."
Lowering his sword, Asmodeus levels his cruel gaze at the conclave. He opens his fanged mouth, voice booming by some dark magic.
"Honestly, I expected more from you humans. I've butchered cattle more fearsome than you."
Several of his surrounding gorgons chuckle darkly at his words. The prince continues.
"Today is a rare day. I'm feeling unusually compassionate. Throw down your weapons and bow to me, and I'll grant unto you the mercy of the R'lar. Your men will be given quick deaths, and your women and children will be taken as slaves, so that they might serve a higher purpose."
His lip curls as he sweeps his gaze over the human host, eyes blazing.
"If, however, you decide to fight, then we'll commence with the slaughter. Every single one of you will die, and the streets of this city will run red with your blood."
His voice echoes off the broken towers, and the silence that follows is deafening. Around Elias, soldiers shift uncomfortably, no one daring to speak. He glances at the people gathered behind him. Nightingales, knights, rangers, militiamen, and civilians of every walk of life cluster together in the wide central courtyard of the conclave. Blue-robed mages stand amid cobblers and servants, their faces equally terrified in the face of evil personified. Even so, no one cries out. No one begs for mercy. Every sword, bow, mace, and spear remains firmly in the grasp of the people carrying them. Every knee unbent, every back unbowed. Elias sets his jaw and steps forward, facing the Prince of Darkness alone.
"What's this?"
Asmodeus scoffs.
"A king?"
"Not a king," Elias replies. "Just a protector."
Asmodeus chuckles, a harsh rumbling sound.
"A protector, you say? Tell me, protector, how well have you protected your people?"
Elias doesn't respond, merely holds the demon's glowing, hateful gaze.
"Your city lies in ruins, your army in tatters, your very civilization is on the verge of collapse, and yet you dare stand before me? The stupidity of your race never ceases to amaze me. You should be groveling at my feet, begging for me to spare you."
Elias gives the creature a small, grim smile.
"There will be no groveling today. We serve only the light. We will not break faith."
"Everything breaks," Asmodeus replies with a sneer, "when the right amount of force is applied."
He hefts his mighty sword and takes a step forward. His footfalls seem to crack the cobbles beneath him. The protector falls into a fighting stance, bringing up Light's Edge.
"We'll sacrifice everything, even our very lives, for the defense of the kingdom," he says, quoting the ranger's oath. "None shall pass by while we stand guard."
"As you wish."
Asmodeus grins, a terrible rictus of glee.
"First I shall cut you down before the remains of your petty kingdom. Then the entire might of my army will crush you. I shall command my legions to attack. They won't stop until every single human in this accursed city is eviscerated, man, woman, and child."
He strides forward, the tip of his black sword leading the way. Elias goes to meet him in the middle of the street.
"Let's end this," he growls.
The demon prince raises his sword to strike the first blow, his midnight armor grinding with the sudden movement. Elias deflects, turning aside the blade with difficulty, a shockwave traveling up his arm. He dodges to avoid being skewered by the follow-up attack, the great demon surprisingly swift. The eyes of thousands weigh upon him. All seem transfixed by the deadly dance. Circling, Elias delivers a testing blow, then another, both of which are easily blocked. The Prince of Darkness wields his sword like it weighs nothing at all, his every movement exuding confidence. He counterstrikes, the midnight blade barely missing Elias's chest, and again the warrior is forced to back away to avoid being killed. The demon hosts hiss and jeer, a chorus of derision coming from all sides. Elias ignores them, embracing the cold void he'd learned to command when he was a shadow blade.
"Instinct only," he tells himself. "Don't think, simply act."
Asmodeus swings, and Elias dodges, slipping beyond the reach of his blade and lashing out with his own. Light's Edge clips the armor on the demon's leg and sends down a shower of sparks, prompting many of Elias's own troops to cheer. Snarling, the prince wheels around, spinning quicker than should be possible. He thrusts, and Elias is forced to block. His weapon is nearly ripped out of his hands.
11 hells, he's strong.
The shock of the blow sends pain jolting up his arm, but somehow he manages to hold on.
Light, hear my prayer. Our last chance is to kill this creature. Grant me one last miracle.
Elias lashes out with a counterattack, trying to stab the demon in his unprotected flank, but Asmodeus manages to deflect with a deft flick of his wrist. Using one of his other hands, he punches Elias in the face, sending the protector reeling. He spits blood in a broken tooth, but rolls to the side to avoid being impaled. Asmodeus only manages to graze him with his blade, tearing a long stripe through his cloak. Desperately, Elias faints, leaping inside the demon's defenses and trying again for his side. This time his attack succeeds, stabbing the very tip of his sword into his opponent's unarmored flank. It comes out stained dark, and the monster screams, his voice sounding more angry than pained.
"So you can bleed," Elias thinks with grim satisfaction, backing away to safety.
Asmodeus hesitates, his movements growing more careful than before. He narrows his eyes, as if surprised by the man's tenacity. Elias moves to make another attack, when pain suddenly shoots through the back of his leg, burning a bright line from thigh to calf. He stumbles, dropping to his knees, hot blood spilling down and spattering the cobbles. Gasping, he looks to see a gorgon holding a red-stained sword behind him, its mottled green face twisted in a grin of triumph. Asmodeus roars, enraged as he turns his attention on the insolent foot soldier. In one swift motion, he swings his blade in a wide arc, not at Elias, but at the demon standing behind him, cutting through armor and bone like a knife cutting through butter. The gorgon dies instantly, the top half of his body sliding off the bottom and landing with a sick thud. Grimacing, Elias tries to stand, but his leg spasms, and he falls back down.
"Foolish worm!"
Asmodeus spits, glowering fiercely at the dead gorgon before fixing his gaze on Elias.
"Not the fight I wanted, but nothing can be done now. I'll butcher you all the same. Then I'll pull this city down around your corpse, brick by brick."
The soldiers behind Elias ready their weapons, bracing for an imminent attack. The Prince of Darkness grins wickedly.
"The protector who couldn't protect himself. Such a sad story. And now, my puny friend, we've reached the end."
He raises his blade as if to decapitate him, then hesitates, a strange look coming over his demonic features. His white lips grimace, and then his red eyes widen in shock.
"No,"
he growls, turning his great horned head to look to the west.
"No, it can't be."
Lifting his head, Elias follows his gaze to peer into the distance.
"What is that?"
he wonders, noticing what looks like a dust storm looming on the horizon. A low rumble fills the air, and soon both man and demon are searching the skies, forgetting the battle at hand. Asmodeus wails, his black sword falling from his grasp with a loud clang on the cobblestones.
"No, it can't be possible."
The storm approaches with unnatural speed, and when it draws close, Elias can see that it isn't a storm at all. Red lightning surges in a billowing cloud of darkness, rolling over the countryside with such violence that seems likely to destroy everything in its path.
"It's a creation of magic," he realizes as it descends on the city, like the end of the world itself.
Demons scream as the winds blow over the conclave, the sky darkening with intermittent flashes of blinding red light. Elias covers his head, ears roaring as he tries to protect himself. His skin feels like it's being stripped from his bones, the ground rumbling beneath him as balors and buildings collapse. By the time the winds subside, his cloak is in tatters. Blinking, he pushes himself up, his wounded leg protesting as he glances around. The city looks much as it had before, except refuse now litters the streets. The people at the conclave appear untouched, though ruffled and shocked by the sudden turn of events. When his gaze settles on the demon horde, his eyes grow wide, mouth dropping open in astonishment. Gorgons, darkhounds, black wings, hook horrors, and balors stand still as statues on the other side of the street, crowding every building and alleyway with their hulking, monstrous shapes. The color seems to have drained out of them, their flesh as gray and chalky as ash, and their red eyes dim like spent coals. His gaze flicks over to the Prince of Darkness, who stands like a solid mass, unmoving. His black armor still clings to his figure, but the rest of him has, like the other demons, been transformed. He roars silently, a pillar of cinders with wings outstretched, fists shaking futilely at the heavens.
"They did it," Elias thinks, a chill running through his body. "Light Almighty! Owen and Zara, they actually pulled it off."
Above, the clouds begin to clear, revealing a bright blue sky the color of mage fire. The sun reveals its face for the first time in weeks, and as its rays touch the frozen demon army, their bodies break apart, crumbling into dust and dropping weapons and armor to the ground.